Good morning. I'm Jake Rosenmeyer.
And I'm Stephanie Kayeski. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts. Happy Valentine's Day from everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, 10 Garrigan students braved the weather to head over to Lamar's for the state large group speech contest. The Bears had three groups competing, and two of them came home with Division I or excellent ratings. In group improv, Anna Kolash, Jake Rosenmeyer, Michael Hellman, and Nora Cranbiel earned a 1, and Becky Jennings, Bree Blocker, and Raya Coombe received a 1 for their group mime. Garrigan also earned a Division II or good rating for the freshman improv featuring Matthew Fockler, Hannah Boishley, and Nicole Mergen. Congratulations, speech students.
This morning, 8 Golden Bears are down in Ames for one of the largest Great Plains Math League competitions of the year. Junior Alex Hamilton has already qualified for state in math, and he's hoping for more success today. Joining him are senior Brittany Birdie, juniors Michael Fockler, Anna Kolash, and Nora Cranbiel, and sophomores Jenny Brewster, Austin Sauls, and Craig Kohlhaus.
Math team involves a series of tests and games. The most unique is probably the relay round, where teams of three work together. The first person solves the problem and passes the answer to a second person, who then uses the answer to solve another problem. They then give their answer to the last person, who has to solve yet another problem that involves that number. If any one of the first two answers is wrong, it can make the final answer way off. Coach Daryl Kohlhaus is looking for some right answers, and we wish his team good luck today.
Individual speech season has begun. This year, 18 Garrigan students are involved in individual speech, in categories ranging from improvisation to poetry and from storytelling to musical theater. This year's group includes seniors, veterans Brittany Birdie, Rebecca Erdman, and Cassie Rising, as well as juniors Michael Fockler, Alex Hamilton, Michael Hellman, Becky Jennings, Anna Kolash, Nora Cranbill, and Jake Rosenmeyer. Sophomores in speech are Rachel Birdie, Jenny Brewster, Philip Dietrich, Lizzie Holmeister, Craig Kohlhaus, and Austin Sauls. Rounding out the group are freshmen Matthew Fockler and Amelia Goetzer. Best wishes to coaches Mary McCall and David Burrow in the speech team.
Last week, Garrigan seniors took a special test. Garrigan was one of a number of schools around the country that was randomly selected to participate in the National Assessment of Educational Progress. This test is given by the U.S. Department of Education. It is used to see how different states compare in achievement and how students from our country compare with people overseas. The seniors didn't exactly like the test, but most of them tried to give it their best shot.
The annual Garrigan Pops concert is right around the corner. This year's Pops concert will be Friday night, March 5th at 7 p.m. We had tryouts this past week to determine soloists and groups for the concert. It should be a long but fast-moving show, so be sure to mark your calendar with that date, Friday, March 5th, and be on hand for Pops Concert 2010.
If you ask any student at Bishop Garrigan, they'll tell you that one of the more interesting rooms in the school belongs to math teacher David Burrow. That's because whether the class is interesting or boring, we can always look at Mr. Burrow's Pepsi collection. Mr. Burrow has been collecting Pepsi stuff for 26 years, and there's a big collection of bottles, cans, cups, signs, toy cars, sporting goods, and even an enormous cooler filling a corner of his classroom. Junior Kevin Albert recently counted and identified 506 separate items in the collection, and that's counting whole sets of things as one. In some of his classes, Mr. Burrow even uses part of the collection to illustrate math concepts. The collection continues to grow and grow, and it does make math class much more interesting.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on DJ Bleddy and Jeff Brewster. Here to tell them about them is Drew McGill.
You're most likely to run into DJ Bleddy if you're shopping at Kmart. He's been checking people out and stocking the shelves for the past 2 years. At school, his biggest activity is math team. When he's not busy working or studying, he spends his time playing Xbox. Next year, DJ plans to go to Iowa State, and we wish him good luck. Jeffrey Brewster is a Bancroft native who is active in band and math team. He also enjoys 4-H, and he used to be part of the Bishop Garrigan Bear football team. Jeff wants to study civil engineering at college, and he's planning to go to Hawkeye next fall. We wish Jeff and DJ good luck.
Thanks, Drew. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's math team at Iowa State today. Then tonight, there's the second round of the girls' regional basketball playoffs, hosted right here at Garrigan.
Intramural basketball continues tomorrow afternoon. Monday, track practice starts, so we'll be seeing people running through the halls. Tuesday is the third round of girls' regionals, with NSK hosting.
Lent begins on Wednesday, and we'll have a special Ash Wednesday service at St. Cecilia's that morning. There's an early dismissal that afternoon for faculty in-service. Then on Thursday, boys' basketball playoffs begin, with the Bears hosting Twin River Valley.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and we'll be back again next week with more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.